One of the things I regret so much in my ministry is one time I thought that money is not important. Isang pagkakamali ko yun, and I like to confess this to everyone. And I regret it so much na tinuro ko yan na ang pera hindi importante. And today, the gospel speaks so much of money. You know, if you look at the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, one third of all the gospel speaks about money. If Jesus Christ talks about money almost all the time in the gospel, then money must be very important. Amen? So before we go to the gospel, let us look at the first reading today. Our first reading, God was talking to the people of Israel. Sabi niya, I'm going to send a famine. Magkakaroon ng gutom. But it is not a famine of food. Okay? It is not a famine of food. You will thirst, but it's not going to be a thirst for water. There will be a famine of having the words of the Lord. Okay? You will seek, you will hunger, you will thirst for the word of God, and you will not have it. Why? Because the people were ignoring the Word of God. You know, binabaliwala natin yung salita ng Diyos. Darating ang panahon, hindi na magsasalita ang Diyos sa atin. When that time comes, we will now hunger for meaning in our life. Mawawala ng kabuluhan ang buhay natin. You know, one day you will wake up, marami kang ang pera, pero hindi mo na kilala ang sarili mo. You don't know yourself anymore. You don't know your family anymore. There will be a loss. Merong mawawala sa loob mo. A hunger for meaning, and you will try to seek it and look for it, but you will not find it anymore. Yan ang sinasabi sa first reading natin. The second reading, St. Paul was encouraging the church, Christians all over, to pray. Okay, ini-encourage na tayo to really pray. At that time, may nakikita silang mga problema doon sa mundo nila, no? Just like in our times today, sangkatutak na problema ang dinadaanan natin ngayon, no? We're having problems with finances and corruption in our government and everything. So itong sabi nila, magrarally na lang tayo, mag-aaway tayong lahat, you know, para ma-stop na yung corruption. But Paul gave an advice, and I believe this is God telling us, at this time, what we really need to do is pray. Amen? Magdadasal po tayo. And this is what the Lord encourages us, so that we will, sabi niya, pray for the kings, pray for those who are in authority, pray for your leaders. In government, your leaders in your community, in your church, you pray for them so that our life may have peace. Yan ang sinasabi. That's very sound advice from the apostle. And I believe that is God's principle. So ginagawa na natin ang lahat. You know, nag-aaway-aaway tayo, nag-create tayo ng mga blue ribbon committee, kung ano-anong red ribbon o ano pang mga committee na yan. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin nasosolve ang problema natin. I think this is the time for us to be serious in our prayers. Okay? Now we go to the gospel. The gospel today speaks of the dishonest steward, the unrighteous steward. And I know some of you have already heard this gospel many times. That's why I'm not going to go into details of it, you know? So, yung story nito, merong isang manager, uso kasi yan nung panahon pa lang ni Jesus, uso na yung mga mayayaman, sa sobrang dami ng yaman nila, they don't want to manage their wealth anymore. Nag-hire na lang sila ng tao na mag-manage ng kanilang pera at ng negosyo. Ganon din sa panahon natin ngayon, di ba? Pag may nakita kayo talagang taong mayaman na mayaman, merong may una ron nga ginasaligan nga naga-handle it anang finances. Okay? So the same thing with Jesus. Now, this rich man, he's supposed to be very rich. Yung manager niya, nandadaya. Nagnanakaw sa kanya, no? Dishonest. And the rich man knew. Alam ng rich man, ninanakawan siya. Kaya gospel today, sinabihan ng rich man yung kanyang manager, sabi niya, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be my steward. Anong sinasabi niya dito? I am firing you. Sesante ka na sa trabaho mo. You know? And this is something we need to understand in our life. Kahit gaano kaganda ang trabaho natin, kahit gaano kaganda ng negosyo natin, may hangganan ang lahat. We come to the end. Amen? Kaya, yun ang una nating dapat maintindihan sa buhay. No? Kung talagang marangya ang buhay mo, ang dami mong pera and everything, that is temporary. Hindi forever yan. No? At ang magandang balita din, kung marami kang problema din na hinaharap, maraming pagkukulang sa buhay mo, ay good news, temporary din yan. Makakaahon ka rin. Okay? So all these things are reminders. So sabi niya, it has come to an end. So sabi niya, give an account. So ang inisip ng manager niya, kasi mawawala na siya ng trabaho, siguro maganda na rin yung buhay niya, magandang trabaho niya eh. And sabi niya, I am not strong to dig. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Hindi niya kaya magtrabaho ng yung arawan ba? No? No work, no pay. Sabi niya, hindi ko kaya yan. To dig means to work for the day. And sabi niya, I'm ashamed. Nahihiya din ako, humingi. I'm ashamed to beg. So what will I do? Because I'm now coming to the end of my career or my job as manager. So ito yung naisip niya, no? Inisip niya yung future niya. Ano mangyayari sa akin? He thought of his future and this is what he said. Tinawag niya yung may mga utang sa boss niya. He called for his master's debtors, yung may mga utang. Sabi niya, magkano yung utang mo? At that time, hindi pera ang inuutang, goods. So sabi ng isa, I owe your master 800 gallons of oil. This is not ordinary oil. Okay, these are expensive oil. 800 gallons. That's worth millions today. Yun ang utang. Ang sabi ng manager, sige, isulat mo na lang dyan. 400 lang yung utang mo. Anong tawag niyan sa negosyo? Ha? Pag ganyan, discount. Okay? Pinapa-discount niya yung may utang sa boss niya. Sino magbabayad nun? Yung boss niya. Okay? Ninanakaw niya. 800 yung utang ng tao. Sabi niya, make it 400. Okay? What is he doing? He was giving a 50% discount. Then he called for the another debtor, yung may utang sa boss niya. Sabi niya, ikaw, magkano yung utang mo sa boss ko? Sabi niya, I owe him 100 bushels of wheat. 100. Sabi ng manager, okay, write down 80. So may 20% discount. Okay, 20%. Sige, sulat mo lang 80. 80 lang yung babayaran mo. What is he trying to do? He was using his boss money to invest on relationship. Nakikipagkaibigan siya sa mga taong may utang sa boss niya. Why? Because this is what he thought. When that day comes na wala na akong trabaho, I will not be able to work, I don't want to beg, I will be welcomed by these people na binigyan ko ng discount. Amen? Amen. So, he was so dishonest. So when the manager, when the boss came, the master came, anong iniisip natin gagawin ng master niya? Ipapakulong siya, di ba? Di ba? O papagalitan siya? O talagang mabubugbog siya? But instead, when the master came, the master commended him. Pinuri siya. And sometimes when we read this gospel, we find it so hard because si Jesus, ganun ang tinuturo. You know? Is Jesus trying to teach us to be dishonest with our affairs? Tinuturuan ba tayo ni Jesus maging dishonest? No, no. You listen carefully. Because parables have twist. May mga twist yan. Sa dulo ng parable, there's always a twist. And there is a lesson to learn. The lesson is not about being dishonest. The master commended this unrighteous steward not for his dishonesty, but for his shrewdness. Matalino. Wise. Bakit? Why was this unjust, this unrighteous steward wise? Because he has foresight. Nag-iisip. Hindi lang yung para sa ngayon. Nag-iisip siya para sa future niya. That is wise. Mga magulang, you think of the future of your children. Amen? Always have foresight. Don't just think of today. Marami kang pera ngayon. Enjoy na enjoy ka. You look forward to rainy days. Yung mga araw na wala kang pera. You know? This unjust steward was commended by his master not for his dishonesty, because God condemns dishonesty. Jesus does not teach dishonesty. But what was Jesus trying to teach us? Ano ba talagang tinuturo ni Lord when He taught us and gave us this parable? Ano ba talaga ang lesson dito? We will find the lesson on verse 9. Nandun yung teaching. Okay? The parable is there to get our attention, but the teaching is in verse 9. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly, wisely. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. What is Jesus really trying to teach? Ito yung teaching talaga. God's people should not be foolish. Remember this. God's people should not be foolish. In fact, they should be wiser than the people that don't have God to counsel them. Dapat mas matalino tayo. If we consider ourselves Christians, if we consider ourselves as followers and disciples of Jesus, we must be wiser than those people who don't have God to counsel them, to teach them. Bakit sila pang yung mas matalino? Amen? Amen? Minsan, nakakainis kasi yung mga taong hindi nagsisimba, hindi kumikilala sa Diyos, paglabas natin, sila pa yung maraming pera. Diba? Tayo nandito, kilala natin si Lord and we follow the Lord. You know, sometimes we're having problems with money. And in the church, pag nasa simbahan tayo, hindi natin pinag-uusapan yung pera. We don't talk about money. In the church, it's really parang tabu, no? Let's not talk about money in the church. Pero alam mo, paglabas natin sa simbahan, puro perang pinag-uusapan. Amen? Ayaw natin pag-usapan sa loob ng simbahan, pero paglabas natin, yung pinag-uusapan natin palagi, pera, 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 pera. Money is important. But the parable that Jesus teaches us that we should be wise. Wise when it comes to handling finances. Now, the children of this age, sabi niya, people who are in darkness, people who don't have God, they seem to be more wise than those who are in the light. Why? Because they use what they know. They use the principles they know and apply it in their life. Tayo, alam natin yung prinsipyo ng Diyos, but we never, never use it. How many of you know when you tithe, you will open the windows of heaven? Now, how many tithe? Ilan yung nagtatithe? Hindi rin lahat. Amen. Mas mabuti pa yung taong hindi nakakilala sa Diyos, alam niya, pag nagnanakaw siya, makakuha siya ng pera. And they really stick to it. Yun yung nangyari sa atin, sa mundo natin. You know? First time ko nakita, first time ko nalaman na yung 1 billion pala is 4 feet by 4 feet. Pag pinatong-patong mo yung 1,000 bills, yung 1 billion pesos is 4 feet by 4 feet and 5 feet. Pag ganyan kadami, yan ang isang billion. And there are people who really use their senses. Ginagamit talaga nila yung alam nila, yung diskarte nila, madiskarte sila para magkaroon ng pera. And Jesus was teaching the people, sabi niya, but the sons of light, the children of their kingdom, they're not using that God-given principles and abilities. Hindi natin ginagamit yung karunungan at talino na binibigay ng Diyos sa atin. So that's the teaching. I will not dwell on that because there's something that I would like to touch on today. The lesson is, we should be wise in handling money. Yun ang sinasabi. Yun lang yung punto ng parable of the unjust steward, no? Be wise in using money. Use it to make friends for eternity. Yun ang sinasabi niya dito. Okay? Ito yung teaching niya. Actually, it's in verse 10. In verse 10, this is what he said. I say to you, verse 9, I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, or when money fails, when they fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. Make friends for yourselves. Use your money to invest in relationship. Amen? Use money not for material things. Use money for relationship. Make friends. Kagaya ng ginawa ng unjust steward na yon, you know? Nagpalakas siya doon sa mga may utang sa boss niya. Binigyan niya ng discount. So that when he lose his job, pag nawala na siyang trabaho, tatanggapin siya doon, tutulungan siya doon. That's why Christ said, use unrighteous mammon. What is unrighteous mammon? That's money in this world. Amen? Meron ka bang pera? Meron ba tayong yaman dito? Yes, sabi niya, use it. Use it. But bakit sinabi niyang unrighteous? Or in other translations, stolen money. Bakit? Lahat ba ng bagay sa mundong ito atin? Wala naman tayo ni singko sa mundong ito. Everything we have, even money that we have, belongs to God. It's God's. Amen? Amen? There is nothing in this world that you own. Everything you have is given to you by God. Yung sabi nga nila, lahat ng bagay sa mundo ay pinahiram lang ng Diyos sa atin. Or the thought would come with stewardship. All things that you have in your life are things God gave you for you to handle it because it belongs to God. Amen? It all belongs to God. Everything you have. Palagi ko itong sinasabi sa mga magulang, tingnan niyo yung mga anak nyo. Huwag niyong angkinin na kayong may-ari ng buhay ng mga anak ninyo because one day, God will require them to serve Him. God will require your children to follow Him. Parents, know the calling of your children now. Alamin mo na kung anong gusto ng Diyos para sa mga anak mo. Kahit gusto mo man maging doktor yan, gusto mo maging manager yan, kung pinagpapari ng Diyos yan, tulungan mo maging pari. Amen? Because it belongs to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? The wealth that you have, the money that you have, these are just things that God gave you. And how sure are you, Father, that it belongs to God? Kasi pag namatay tayo, ni isang buhok, wala kang pwedeng dalhin. Cannot carry anything with you. Ni isang singko, sa limpak-limpak ng salapi na naipon mo, when you die, you leave everything behind because that is not yours. is going to be passed on to the next person kung sino man pipiliin ng Diyos na magmamana niyan. Doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to us. So whatever we have, the money that we have, unrighteous mammon, it belongs to God. Sabi niya, gamitin niyo. Be wise. Use the money that you have, even though it's not yours. Use it to make friends for eternity. You know, one of the things na tinuturo ko sa simbahan ito na magbigay sa mission, I always carry the 10 peso coin. Every Sunday, meron akong 10 peso coin. Ito. 20 pesos. I always bring a coin because 10 pesos every week we have to put. Malalaman mo ba kung saan pumunta yung 10 pesos mo? When you give to mission, you will not know where your money went. And some people don't give because hindi nila alam kung saan pumupuntang pera nila. Ayaw kong magbigay. You know? But I encourage people, give your money to the mission. Give. You'll never know where it went. But I guarantee you, one day when you die, pag namatay ka na, when you get to heaven, someone will welcome you there and say to you, thank you. Bakit nagte-thank you ka sa akin? Dahil sa mission na tinulong mo, I have heard about Jesus. And because I heard Christ, I embrace the way of life of Jesus. Now I am in heaven. Salamat sa'yo dahil ikaw yung nag-fund ng mission na yon. Use your money, use unrighteous mammon to make friends that they will welcome you in their dwellings in eternity. Amen? So that's the principle, that is the teaching, but let us jump to another extremely important principle that God is teaching us in verse 10. Parang tumalon muna si Jesus, hindi pera dito. You know? In verse 10, he jumped into another extremely important principle. He said, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much." Okay? Jesus talks about something else important, not money. Quite apart from money, this is an important and extremely essential principle. If you are faithful in the little things, God will give you the bigger opportunities. Amen? You take note of that. If you are faithful in the little things, God will give you the bigger opportunities. But if you are unfaithful with little things, you will never have the bigger opportunities in your life. Hindi pera muna. Huwag muna tayo mag-isip ng pera. Faithful things, little things. God tests us in the small things. Many of the issues and decisions that we consider small and unimportant in our life, they're actually decisive sa buhay natin. Ang daming bagay na maliliit, sa tingin natin maliit lang, na mga bagay sa buhay natin. And we don't consider them important. But these little things that we have, they are very decisive in determining what will be the outcome of your life. Kaya huwag kaligtaan yung mga maliliit na bagay. Small things. Hindi ko maintindihan noon bakit pinapadala ako ng bishop natin sa bundok. I'll go to the mountains, I'll go to the barrios, I'll go there. And all my life in the ministry for 27 years in Antique, yun ang trabaho ko. I go to small places. I go to barrios. I do Bible studies with people in the barrios. 27 years. I remember, meron ako isang Bible study, tatlo yung uma-attend. Pero napakalayo naman, walang sasakyan papunta doon. Then merong isang tao na sinusundo ako ng bisikleta niya. He would come doon sa labasan ng road na yon, sa highway, susunduin niya ako. I'll take the bus sa highway galing sa San Jose, go there. Pagbaba ko sa bus sa highway, nandun na siya, may bisikleta siya. And hindi niya kayang, hindi na nakaya magsikad kung ako gaangkas kana, mabugat ako. So ang gagawin niya, siya ang sasakay, ako ang magsisikad. So nakaupo siya sa handle, he sits on the handle of the bike, then I will do the pedaling until makadating kami dun sa baryo. Then magba-Bible study. That man was faithful na sinusundo ako, eventually became rich. Yumaman talaga siya. And he became a deacon of mine. Naging deacon yon sa church. Okay? He was really wealthy. Why? Because he was faithful in the little things. Ako naman, palaging nasa baryo, nagtuturo, little things. I have never imagined that one day, God would call me to become a bishop of a church, of a diocese. Okay na ako sa baryo eh. I'm fine handling little things. But that became God's test and basis why I have the diocese now as a bishop. God would test us with the little things. Amen? Yan ang principle na tinuturo ni Lord dito. And this is something we need to really understand. Okay? Many of the issues, many of the things na nanggugulo sa isip natin ngayon at iniisip natin maliliit lang naman ang mga bagay ito, they're actually decisive in our lives. No? You have to listen to God. God is much wiser ever to entrust us with anything bigger. Alam nyo ba yan? Matalino ang Diyos. Matalino ang Diyos, kaya hindi siya magbibigay ng isang bagay na malaki sa iyo na hindi kanya nasubukan sa maliit. I will never give, if I have 1,000,000 pesos, I will never give one child of mine 1,000,000 if pag makita ko sa kanya sa 1,000, waldas na kaagad siya, hindi ko talaga ipagmamana yung 1,000,000 sa kanya. Amen? God is much wiser than me. Mas matalino ang Diyos sa akin. Kaya hindi niya ibibigay yung mga malalaking bagay na yan sa iyo, no? If you are not faithful with the little things. Okay? Kaya minsan maraming nagpe-pray. Sana bigyan ako ni Lord ng break. Sana bigyan ako ni Lord ng magandang trabaho. Kung meron ng magandang trabaho, doon kita, itut kita ako, magahugod gid ako. Hindi darating yan. Maghugod ka anay sa maisot na trabaho. Amen? Maraming, ganyan eh, nagpipray eh. Bishop, tulungan mo ako magpray. Bakit? Gusto ko maging presidente ng kumpanya namin. Bishop, tulungan mo ako magpray. Gusto ko ma-promote manager. You know? They want the big positions. God cannot give you those positions if you are not willing and faithful in your low position. Nakukuha nyo ba? Okay, baka pera na yung iniisip mo, ha? Hindi pa pera to. This is just the principle that God is teaching us. God uses the little things to test us. Amen? Because God intends to give us the bigger things. Now, in verse 11, Ginamit ni Lord yung principle na to in verse 11. Now, He used it in money. Ha? Ginamit niya kaagad sa pera. What is the principle? If you are faithful in little things, God will give you the bigger opportunities. If you are unfaithful in small things, God will never entrust to you the bigger things. Okay? Then he jumped. Okay? In verse 11, then he used that principle to talk about money. Perang pinag-usapan. Okay? Etong sabi niya sa verse 11, therefore, if you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Who will? God will not. Who will entrust to you the true riches if you had been unfaithful in handling your money? Sabi ni Lord, di ba, small things? Yes, money is a small thing to God. Pero pag hindi ka marunong humawak ng maliit na bagay na yan, pera na yan, you cannot have the true riches that God is talking about. Amen? If you don't deal faithfully as a Christian with your money, God will never commit to you the real spiritual riches of God. You know, there are two kinds of riches. Dalawang klase yung yaman. The first kind is the material or finances, yun ang tawag natin. Material and finances, money, this kind of riches is temporary. It can be stolen. It can be destroyed by moth and rust. It can be taken away from you anytime. Yan yung tinatawag natin na first kind of riches, the material financial riches. The second riches, the second kind of riches, these are riches that no one can steal from you. Hindi to nananakaw. Pag meron ka nito, hindi to mananakaw. Kaya hindi ka magiging insecure. Yung maraming pera, nai-insecure na minsan. Natatakot na sila, baka nakawin o kunin mo o hingiin mo. But if you have the spiritual riches, you will not be insecure because these riches are not stolen. It cannot be stolen. It cannot be destroyed. It can never be taken away from you. Dalawa yan. But in order for you to have the true riches, which is our goal, amen? Kaya may nagtanong sa akin, sana mas importante, Bishop, yung material or yung spiritual? Kayo nga, tanungin ko. Anong importanteng yaman, yung material or yung spiritual riches? What is important? Ha? Umandar na naman yung pagka-religyoso natin, spiritual. Okay? Yung iba naman sinasabi sa isip nila, ayaw magsalita, pero sa isip nila, dapat material. Actually, both. Both are important. The basis of God for giving you the spiritual riches is the material riches. You need the material riches and you need to handle them rightly so you can have the spiritual riches. You know, you need both. Ang problema lang sa ibang tao, pag meron na silang material riches, they put their mind on the material riches only. Ayaw na nila yung spiritual riches. No? They get engulfed with the material riches. And they give up on the opportunity of having the spiritual riches. Okay? Are you faithful with the material? Then He will begin to pass on to you the spiritual. If we are faithful on the material things, we are faithful with unrighteous mammon, with money. Perang pinag-uusapan ngayon dito. If you are faithful with handling your money, God will eventually give you the true riches, which are spiritual riches. Maybe some of you are praying and longing for a greater spiritual ministry, for more spiritual gifts to come into your life. nagpe-pray ka, nagfa-fasting ka na, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng magandang ministry. I want to have a spiritual ministry. I want to lay hands on people and people will get well. I want to have a teaching ministry, a great spiritual ministry. I want to have the spiritual gifts of miracles, the spiritual gift of healing, the spiritual gift of prophecy. You know, maraming mga Kristiyano ngayon gusto maging propeta, you know? They want to have that spiritual. If you want these things, the greater spiritual ministry and gifts, and you have been praying, you have been fasting for it, walang nangyayari, maybe the key to your problem is what you do with your money. I'm not saying hindi importante yung prayer. Yeah, it's good that you pray for your ministry. I want and I really desire to have a great spiritual ministry. So we can help people, we can reach out more people and bring them to Christ. Amen? I desire to have that. I do pray for that, I do fast for that, but nothing compares to handling the finances that you have now well. Yun ang basis ni Lord. Okay? The key to our problem sometimes is what we do with our money. If we are unfaithful with money, God will begin to open. If we are faithful with money, God will begin to open spiritual riches to us. Amen? Amen. This is one of those things that I regret. Kasi sinabi ko, hindi importante yung pera. Importante pala yung pera. Because money will be the basis. How you handle your money, how you handle your finances will be the basis if God will give you those great spiritual riches, great spiritual ministry, great spiritual gift. Ang pinagbabasehan ng Diyos, yung paghawak mo ng pera mo. How you handle unrighteous mammon will determine how God will give you the true riches later on. And I regret telling people na hindi importante ang pera, basta nandyan si Lord. Importante po. Binabawi ko na. Importante po. What God is going to entrust to you spiritually depends on what you do financially. Amen? Listen carefully. What God is going to entrust to you spiritually will depend on what you do financially. Now, ngayon, may mga nagsasabi na sa akin, hindi naman ako interesado sa spiritual ministry. Sino sa inyo interesado sa buhay na walang hanggan? Hindi ba kayo interesado doon? Ha? Huh? How many of you are interested with eternal life? Eternal life is a spiritual riches of God. Hindi ka interesado? Ah, interesado ka na, di ba? Okay. How you handle your finances will determine how you will have eternal life. Maingat tayo sa pera natin. Amen? Maraming tao ngayon ginagamit ang pera pangbili ng ticket sa impyerno. And they're spending billions and billions and billions of pesos. Pinaglalaban nilang karapatan nilang pumunta ng impyerno. Yun ang ginagamit nila, pera. Pera lang, pupunta ng impyerno, subukan nyo. How we use our money will determine where you are going to go. This is very important. Like I've always said, there are only three things where you can put your money that will be pleasing to God. Okay? What is that in the Bible? Number one, use your money to help the poor. Amen? Amen? Yung pera ng Diyos, gamitin mo. Tulungan mo yung mahihirap. Yung may mga utang na hindi na marunong, hindi na makabayad. Sige, tubusin mo yung utang nila. You know, pay for them. They don't have food dahil wala na silang pera pangbili ng pagkain. Bilhan mo ng pagkain. If you start using your money to help the poor, I tell you, it will not anger God. Hindi magagalit ang Diyos sa'yo. Pag ginamit mo yung yaman mo, tulungan yung mahihirap. Okay? The second thing, eto maraming magagalit dito. We use our money to help Israel. We should. Sabi ni Jesus, what you did to the least of my brothers, he's talking to the children of Israel. What you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me. Kaya one of the goals that I have in my ministry and even in my personal life, I always give when there's an opportunity for me to help the nation of Israel. Maglalagay talaga ako ng pera doon. Amen? Now, the third thing, where will we put our money? Put it for the spreading of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Mission. These are three areas where you can invest your money. Amen? Lumapit si Jesus doon sa mga mayayaman, you know, when he came to the rich man, hindi niya sinabi, sell your possession and give to me. Hindi niya talaga sinabing, ibenta mo yung mga yaman mo at ibigay mo sa akin yung pera. Hindi. Never did Jesus ask for money. You know what he'll always say? Sell your possession and give to? Huh? Give to the poor. Amen? Help God's other children. Amen? Help the poor. Help the mission to bring the gospel to people who need to hear God. Amen? That's how we use our money. Investment is a must. Investment is a must. Maraming taong galit na galit sa investment. Pag nagsalita ka tungkol sa investment, gagalit na kagad. But this is what God is telling us. Don't hide your money in a place where it is useless. Invest it where it can be fruitful and of help to others. Now before I go, we look at another verse in 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, this is very important. Wala to sa reading natin ngayon, but I believe this is something you need to learn. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, St. Paul is talking about money. Dalawang chapters ng 2 Corinthians, puro to pera pinag-uusapan. Kaya huwag niyo sabihin hindi importanteng pera. Importante po. Paul was talking about money in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9. In chapter 8, verse 8, this is what he said. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8, this is what he said. Let me just read it quickly. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love. Now the last verse in chapter 8, therefore show to them and before the churches the proof of your love. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I'm testing the sincerity of your love. And the last verse, show them the proof of your love. Now, this is something I would ask you, and I would like to think of this. How do you know the sincerity of your love? What is the proof of your love? It's money, pera. Alam nyo ba yan? Alam nyo ba yan? Di kayo maniwala, ano? 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 talks about money, and Paul was telling them, I am testing the sincerity of your heart. How sincere is your heart? If you don't give and invest money on God, your love is not sincere. Kahit gaano pang sabihin na mahal kita, Lord, mahal na mahal kita, Lord, but you're not investing anything for God. We are hypocrites. Ipokrito tayo pag ganyan. Amen? The proof of your love. What is the proof of your life? Of your love for God? Your giving. Amen? That is very important. Last scripture, Matthew 6. Parang ganado ako magturo. So I'm not just giving a homily today. I'm giving you a teaching. In Matthew chapter 6, you're very familiar with this scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. What does it says here? What does it say here? For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Okay? Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Jesus is so down to earth. Very practical man, down to earth. He did not say, give your heart. Wala talagang sinasabi si Lord na ganyan. Ibigay niyo yung puso niyo sa akin. What he said is, invest. Invest your money. Why? Because where your money, your treasure is, your heart will follow. Amen? Amen? And sometimes we try to invert this. Binabaliktad natin to. Sasabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, puso lang ibibigay ko sa'yo. Ibibigay ko yung puso ko sa'yo, susunod yung yaman ko. It will never happen. Jesus said no. You invest your money first. You invest your money first. Then your heart will follow. Amen? That's a principle. Invest first. Then your heart will follow. You want to be more concerned with the work of God? You want to be more concerned in the kingdom of God? You want to be more concerned in God, the work of God? You want to be more zealous for God? I'll tell you, you give your money and put it wisely in the kingdom of God. Invest it. Your heart will follow where your money is. Amen? Amen? Huwag natin baliktarin yan. Puso lang ang ibibigay ko kay Lord, susunod yung yaman, hindi po. Sabi niya, lagay niyo yung yaman ko. Yaman mo dito, susunod yung puso ninyo. So in conclusion, what do we do with our money is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. Kaya, hindi na pwede yung hindi natin pag-usapan yung pera, mag-uusap tayo tungkol sa pera. Even in this church, I talk to children about money. I always tell children, pag nag-graduate kayo, ang unang trabaho ninyo, ang unang sweldo ninyo, you already set aside money to invest it. Huwag yung pag unang sweldo ninyo, ubusin nyo kaagad, bumili kayo ng bagong sapatos, bagong damit, bagong sombrero. Once you have your money, I always teach the children, invest. Invest in this world, invest for the world to come also. Amen? Maybe there are some of us here who do need to reevaluate our attitude to money. Many of us, we need to evaluate our attitude to money, thinking about money the way we handle money. I would suggest that you pray to the Holy Spirit and search. Let the Holy Spirit search your heart and put His finger on areas where maybe we have been unfaithful with our finances. Ayusin natin yung paghawak natin ng pera natin. Some of you may be encountering frustrations in your life. Things are not going the way they ought to go. The root problem to that, I believe, is we are not handling our money rightly. Pag naayos natin yung paghawak ng pera natin, there are things in our life that will just come into right place. Amen? Shall we stand?